The limited government and pro-business political action group Americans for Prosperity is catching flack in the Senate for mailers criticizing lawmakers on the chamber's health care policies, mainly its support of accepting federal Medicaid dollars. But parts of those mailers, says Senate Health Appropriations Chairman Rene Garcia, are not true. And Tuesday, Garcia grilled an AFP Florida spokeswoman about the contents.
But then in that same mail piece, it said, why don't we have the conversation? Why doesn't the Senate have the conversation about telemedicine, number one, and the second one was scope of practice issues? Why did you deceive the voters of my district saying that I had not had those conversations or that I was against those issues?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. Unfortunately, it seems like maybe our intent didn't come through in the mailers.
That's AFP's Melissa Faust speaking on behalf of her organization.
And our message has been that the Senate is already engaging in a lot of amazing policies that are going to help deal with some of these issues. And we would rather that the Senate focus on those rather than pursuing this path of Medicaid expansion. So
the mailers have been going out to the constituents of most of the chamber's Republican members, criticizing them on votes favoring a Senate plan to use federal money to steer 800,000 uninsured Floridians into private health plans. It's the Senate's version of a Medicaid expansion. Wellington Republican Senator Lisbeth Beniquisto also got a mailer from AFP.
And I'm glad to hear you say all that. And I received a mailer in my district as well. And I think 23 of us did. And since you've put on the record that the Senate is engaged in pursuing some very amazing policies, to quote you, would you mind sending a mailer to all of our constituents that you sent the original mailer to, suggesting that we're engaged in some really amazing policy development and follow up on your comments here at this committee?
There are bills in the legislature that would allow some highly skilled and trained nurses to see patients independent of doctors. And there's even a measure that would allow some primary care physicians to be paid directly by their patients instead of collecting through insurance. AFP supports that type of legislation, including telemedicine. Telehealth, as it's called, is the use of technology that connects physicians to patients remotely. The Senate's proposal puts telemedicine into state law and paves the way for providers to be paid for telemedicine services. But there are some exceptions in the Senate bill. For one, physicians would be largely unable to provide chronic pain medications except in very limited circumstances. And optometrists also get a carve-out, meaning they're exempt from the telehealth rules. That's something the James Madison Institute's Sal Nuzzo sees as problematic.
In a bill intended to improve healthcare access, innovation, and cost savings, it doesn't make sense, in our opinion, to restrict Florida licensed eye care professionals' ability to prescribe eyeglasses and contacts using telehealth. The bottom line is this will freeze eye health innovation, in our opinion, and limit healthcare providers' options to deliver quality care to Florida residents.
There's no similar language in the House version of the bill. This is not the first time lawmakers have tried to work on the telehealth issue. A similar proposal failed last year. But bill sponsor Jacksonville Republican Aaron Bean remains optimistic.
It took a while to get this bill right, and I think we're getting closer. Last year, we learned a lesson. We tried to do everything for everybody.
The telemedicine bill is a priority of Bean's, and it's garnered bipartisan support as it's moved in the House and Senate. It has one more committee stop in the Senate and is awaiting a final hearing before a House Health Committee. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.